everybody. How's it going? I am your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC3 at QuickSurf Internet Studios. Linux Newslog is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online over at quicksurf.com. Please do subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. For those of you who have subscribed, thank you so much for subscribing and supporting the show. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. From Redmond Magazine, Microsoft previews PowerShell desired state configuration for Linux. Microsoft has released an early test version of PowerShell desired state configuration for Linux. DSC for Linux opens the way for PowerShell users to transfer their scripting skills used on Windows machines to Linux-based ones. Version 1.0.0 of the community test preview can be downloaded from GitHub, and there's a link to that in the story, which we have linked up in the show notes. Microsoft describes DSC as a configuration platform with a declarative syntax for use in managing target devices. It supposedly reduces the need to write instructions. So the new Linux PowerShell capabilities were demonstrated by Jeffrey Snover, a Microsoft distinguished engineer and lead architect for Windows Server. Snover, who is PowerShell's creator, spoke during an overview of DSC given at the Microsoft Tech Ed event last week by Microsoft MVP Don Jones. So definitely check it out if you're a Microsofty and you're looking to expand some of your skills into Linux and you just want an environment that's somewhat familiar, definitely take a look. From MarketWatch, the Linux Foundation announces Renesas Electronics becomes a gold member. The Linux Foundation, the nonprofit organization dedicated to accelerating the growth of Linux and collaborative development, today announced that Renesas Electronics Corporation is increasing its engagement with Linux and the Linux Foundation to become a gold member. The company joins existing Linux Foundation gold members China Mobile, Cisco, Citrix, ETRI, Google, Hitachi, Huawei, NetApp, the New York Stock Exchange Technologies, Panasonic, SUSE, Toyota, and Verizon, TerraMark. So Renesas is a premier supplier of advanced semiconductor solutions, including microcontrollers, system-on-chip solutions, and a broad range of analog and power devices. A Linux Foundation member since 2011, the Japan-based company focuses on the next generation automotive and other increasingly sophisticated electronics that are running on Linux. So, should be pretty cool. From ZDNet in Jamie's Mostly Linux Stuff blog, hands-on Linux Mint 17 release candidate. The release candidate for Linux Mint 17 was released a few days ago. A lot of people have been looking forward to this release, and I am one of them, writes the author. So I have downloaded both the Cinnamon and Mate versions and installed them on several of my laptops and netbooks. As is pretty much always the case with Mint, everything went very smoothly, and it all appears to work very well. So the rest of the write-up is a basic rundown of Linux Mint 17. So if you're interested in that, by all means, check it out. The link is right below here. From Mind of the Geek, Hewlett-Packard's $100 Android tablet arrives with Jelly Bean. Despite their capabilities, tablets are still more of a luxury item rather than a necessity. While Apple's iPad and iPad Mini still sell at good volumes, it, along with other Android tablets, have seen sales decline, likely due to the higher price tag they carry. The key is being able to offer a solid experience at a price that consumers are comfortable throwing away, and I'm using air quotes here, for a luxury item. Hewlett-Packard has released a new Android tablet, the HP Plus 7, that hits the sweet spot of an overall decent experience. At only $100 United States USD. The HP Plus 7 features a 1024 by 600 display, a quad-core ARM Cortex A7 processor at a gigahertz, and a gigabyte of RAM, neither of which will knock anyone's socks off, but are still decent nonetheless. The HP Plus 7 also includes 8 gigs of onboard storage with a micro SD slot for expandable storage and 802.11n wireless connectivity. So pretty interesting. It's $100. You know, it's don't expect it to be, you know, an iPad mini with Retina display or an iPad Air or anything of that nature, but should provide a decent experience. So if you're in the market for a relatively inexpensive tablet, check it out. Ubuntu Linux community manager Jono Bacon leaves Canonical. In a few days, Canonical, the company behind Ubuntu Linux, will bid farewell to its longtime community manager. Jono Bacon, who has long been one of the most familiar faces in the Ubuntu world, is moving to a new position at the XPRIZE Foundation. He joined Canonical in 2006 and has reported on his blog that he decided to leave Canonical after receiving an offer from XPRIZE, which describes itself as an innovation engine and catalyst for the benefit of humanity. He will work at XPRIZE as a senior director of community, bringing to bear the skills he acquired, helping to coordinate the Ubuntu community over the last 8 years. So pretty cool. Congratulations. Enjoy your new job. From lilyputing.com, PiCore 5.3 Linux is a 25 megabyte operating system for the Raspberry Pi. For those of you who are Raspberry Pi tinkerers out there, the Raspberry Pi is a tiny computer. TinyCore Linux is a tiny operating system designed to offer the bare minimum you need to get started while taking up as little disk space as possible. Seemed like a match made in heaven? The folks behind TinyCore thought so too. This year, they launched a version of their operating system called PiCore, which is designed to run on the Raspberry Pi. So this week, PiCore 5.3 was released. It features an updated kernel, recent Raspberry Pi firmware, and other improvements. The disk image is only 24.7 megabytes, so in comparison to many Linux distributions, Raspberry Pi or not, it is minuscule. 25 megs is nothing. So definitely check it out if you are a Raspberry Pi tinkerer. From GameSpot, Witcher 2 is now out for Linux, and it's 80% off on Steam. So if you're a Linux gamer, you can now get Witcher 2. CD Projekt Red has released a Linux version of 2011's The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings, and it's currently offering the game as well as the original Witcher for a hefty 80% off discount. That means that you can get the two games for Mac or Linux for $4 and the original Witcher, Windows and Mac only, for $2. The deal expires on Saturday, May 24th, and your system obviously needs to meet the requirements. So definitely check that out if you're looking to get some game on. That will do it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. And as always, please show your support for the show by subscribing. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.